GPS recalculating. GPS recalculating. GPS GPS location found. That's odd. The GPS sensor indicates that there is a collection item here, but there is no information about it in this audio device's memory files. It's possible that it's a recent acquisition, and that this device's software is not fully up to date. Scanning now for any available updates. System updated. There is still no information available about this location. Activating the Visual Identification Backup Protocol. Intrepid patron, you know the drill. Please raise your audio device so that I may see your surroundings via its internal camera. For the Godfrey Archives, the patron is standing in a long, dark hallway that extends endlessly in either direction, a hallway which, according to estate blueprints, should not exist. Oh dear, this does seem to keep happening to you, doesn't it? Well then, best to follow it to the end, I suppose. If there is an end, please proceed with caution. For the Godfrey Archives. Continued. The patron is walking down the long hallway to an unknown terminus. It is dimly lit, and what little light there is fades the further the patron walks. It is very quiet here. Oh. Oh my. How spectacular! Intrepid patron, please hold the camera higher to give a better view. Thank you. The hallway opens into a glass box? Yes, glass on every side, the better to observe. Well, the cosmos. Whatever planets and constellations are visible from this spot are not logged in any known astronomical charts. Where is this? What galaxy might this be? In what corner of the universe? So many celestial bodies suspended in the black, whirling in an ancient day.
Solar flares of a star so distant that in all the eons of existence, its light has yet to reach the world you know. In what lies beyond the universe you are capable of perceiving? There we wait. There we witness. Witness the turning of every world, the birth and death of all life, most of which you would not recognize as life. Realities you cannot fathom. Witness yet cannot touch. We corrupt, warp, make fragile. As fragile as glass suspended in the void. We are accustomed to it, to our place in between, to our place apart.
What
What is loneliness to us? What is it when deepest hunger gnaws to reclaim from the after what was taken from us here in the before? What is loneliness to absence itself? You shrink from it, from us, the nothing from which everything springs, from the cold and the emptiness and the forever of it all, the forever of us. In the trillions of worlds in which trillions of lives are capable of perceiving what we are, even just for a moment,
even the dimmest sliver of understanding of our immensity, nearly all
cower from the truth of us. Nearly all. Some perceive us, look into our depths, see all that our hunger will one day reclaim. See it, and do not fear that knowledge, but step toward it, wish to understand.
You walk the halls of such a one.
She who saw all that we are, and all that we are not, and did not run. She who did not cast blame even when our insatiable, impatient hunger stole someone from her before his time.
She who, in perceiving us, made us aware
of our solitude.
What is grief to absence itself? Grief, which is itself an absence. One of our own making.
We cannot be other than what we are, and all returns to us as if she had never been, all except a memory lingering against the odds. He is returned.
As always.
Come once again with the lights he steals from our teeming multitude to guide you back. Back from the brink over which we stole him so long ago. We tried to return him to her. To she who did not run. But all that is, and was, and will ever be known and knowable springs from us unbidden, or is stolen from our endless possibilities by thieves playing at creation. Our conscious touch warps, makes a thing almost, and so he is forever almost, haunting the not quite, the in between, like us. So go, follow him yet again towards the light, away from the only truth. Run. Run.
Run.
Just like all the others.
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written and produced by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero, and featured performances by Nicole Knutson and James Ferrero. It was produced on unceded Tongva, Chumash, and Keech territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend or two about us. Or three. Or everyone you know. To keep up with The Godfrey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Godfrey Guide, or visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. For Godfrey merchandise, visit our online store, thegodfreyaudioguide.threadless.com. And finally, if you're interested in becoming a sustaining member of the show, make sure to visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/thegodfreyaudioguide. In addition to our various membership tiers, you'll also find full episode transcripts available as public posts for any who wish to read them. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum. Hello, everyone. Show creator Nicole Knutson here. Just a heads up that our team will be taking the month of October off to rest, recuperate, recharge, etc. But never fear, intrepid listener. We'll be back at the end of November with episode 40. Until then, my friends, the Godfrey team hopes that you have a safe and fun spooky season.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.